God's creation of humans. Why? Understanding ultimate divine purpose. God's creation of humans is often scoffed at. Why would an intelligent God imagine such a contorted, seemingly contradictory idea? Fact or fiction? This video comes from TheExplanation.com. Join the free Bible course based on 7 keys to master Biblical Hebrew with no fuss. TheExplanation.com/challenge. A creation of humans by some God is almost ludicrous to many people in a 21st century scientific world. Let's cut through the Gordian knot and go to the crux of the matter. The explanation bases its understanding and teaching on the Bible, God's Word. The so-called Lord's Prayer starts with, "Our Father who is in heaven." God is the Father of believers, and because the creation of humans was accomplished by God, He is the Father of all humans, past, present, and future, who, by definition, are His sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians 6. Expanding God's family is the reason for the creation of humans. Father, son, and daughter. That's a family relationship. By the same token, according to the words of the Father's Son, Christ, we are His brothers, sisters, and mothers. Matthew 12. While He, that is Christ, yet talked to the people, behold, His mother and His brethren stood without, desiring to speak with Him. Then one said to Him, "Behold, your mother and your brethren stand without, desiring to speak with you." But He answered and said to him, "Who is my mother, and who are my brethren?" And He stretched forth His hand toward His disciples, and said, "Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Understand the divine purpose. Christ Himself is the Son, as He refers to His Father. We are Christ's brothers, sisters, and mothers, if we do the will of God. Now, the big question. In what institution do we find the father, mother, son, sister, and brother relationship? The family, of course. Nowhere else. God created humans to be an integral part of His family. Please read that twice. Is God's creation of humans to join His family corroborated elsewhere in the Bible? Yes. God is called our Father, Matthew 6, verses 8 and 9. Jesus, who is also God, is presently the only Spirit-composed Son, Matthew 11, verse 27. His church is described as the Mother, Galatians 4, verse 26. We are called His children, Romans 8, 16. In other words, His sons and daughters, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 18. We are to be brothers of Christ, who is the firstborn, Romans 8, 29. He called those who do the will of God brothers, sisters, and mothers, Mark 3, 35. The Apostle Paul refers to Jesus Christ and the church as husband and wife, Ephesians 5, verses 22 and 23, who will be married at the Messiah's return, Revelation 19, verse 7. The terms begotten, 1 Peter 1, 3, and born, John 1, verses 13 and 14, are employed, referring to Christians. Family relationships are one of the Bible's most underrated, yet most prominent themes. It starts in Genesis 1, in the most awesome, yet least understood manner. Let's investigate. Genesis 1 states the creation of humans as part of God's family. Genesis 1 refers to the creation of fruit, herb, seed, fish, birds, creeping things, and beasts. There is an identical three-word clause describing each of these reproductive creations. Between Genesis 1:11 and 1:25, it repeats no less than 10 times, after his kind or after their kind. Read these verses to refresh your mind. Go to unlockbiblemeaning.com to read them online. The frequent repetition of these words indicates a crucial reason the author wants you to recognize. It is easy to understand the meaning of after his kind and after their kind. Peach trees grow peaches. Grapevines yield grapes. Trout breed trout. Parakeets produce parakeets. Beetles birth beetles. Giraffes engender giraffes. This refers to a species giving birth to the same offspring. Nothing new under the sun, except for the variety within a particular species that comes from cross-pollination, crossbreeding, or environmental adaptation. Yes, there's variety, but no, there's not, never has been, and never will be, a transformation of one species into another. Genesis 1:25 says, "And God made the beast of the earth after his kind." Monkeys can only engender monkeys, in all their varieties granted, but all are always only monkeys. God's word emphasizes this 10 times for all floras and faunas. The Bible indicates apes cannot give rise to prehistoric beings or humans, only to other apes. The creation of humans in the image of God. Now read this resume with the concept of species in mind. Genesis 1:26-28. "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Let us, plural, the two eternal beings who are now the Father and Son. Let us make man. The Hebrew word Adam is a reference to all humans. Here's a quick challenge to prove this point by easily getting into the biblical Hebrew. This is clearly corroborated by verse 27, male and female. Here's the question. What species are humans? The creation of humans is after what kind? God kind. Yes, it sounds strange and even unreal, but in one way you're not surprised because of the prominent presence of multiple family references, like father, mother, son, daughter, and children, that you are so familiar with. It's such a shame that you have to wait for an outsider, the explanation, to put two and two together. Notice verse 28. God blessed them and told them to multiply and replenish the earth. Put plainly, God gave his blessing. He married them, confirmed in Genesis 2, verse 24. The man and woman become one flesh. And God said, have children, become parents, practice parenting. The purpose of God's creation of humans as male and female is to have interdependent genders to procreate. Learn the meaning of male, zachar, and female, nikava, in Hebrew. The two fit together sexually like a hand in glove. We are human now, hence humankind. But the creation of humans is after the God kind. Humans have not realized their incredible potential. How can they? Many don't believe in God, and even in religious circles, the idea that humans are after the God kind is blasphemy. And yet, it is right there, in black and white, in God's Word. In the introduction, we posed 20 unanswerable issues. Well, with just one chapter, you understand the biblical origin of marriage, family, and interdependent genders. That's points 6 and 7. The perpetuation of humankind involves family and reproduction. God gave humankind the family institution because He created us in His image. He's a family, that's why humans have families. Ephesians 3:14-15. For this cause, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We know God is our Father. Look at the implication of the Greek, patria. It goes much further and includes lineage, family, and kindred. John 1 reveals the bond we humans can have with God. It too is a family relationship. Reading this chapter will deepen your comprehension of this father-son, a generic statement including father-daughter family ties. John 1 verses 12 through 14. But as many as received Him, that is Christ, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Sons of God, born by the will of God, begotten, referring to Yahweh Elohim, are all family terms. Our Father, God's plan, is identical to that of human parents, to grow their children, His faulty humans, into believing, repentant members of His family. In the next chapter, we'll see why Earth is such a luscious, habitable planet. Let's donate for mental health. Support the publication of Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life. Contribute at theexplanation.com/transform. Thanks for watching. Watch this video now, the next chapter in Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life.